Hi, this is the question for Derek Williams, D-E-R-R-I-C-K Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth is 2-6-84, date of service 3-11-22, date of accident is 6-8-2020. Mr. Derek Williams is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 6-8-2020. In this accident, he was traveling as a driver and was T-boned on passenger side. The impact caused his injury to his head with a headache and loss of balance, as well as damage to his right shoulder. And he has had multiple surgeries to the right shoulder. And patient is having significant pain in the lower back. In addition, patient suffered from pain in the lower back, for which no MRIs were done. The patient was ordered a new MRI at the lumbar spine and cervical spine by the Dr. Gilliard. And they have just been done. Currently, the patient reports his pain in the neck radiating to the right shoulder, and upper arm is around 7 to 9, and lower back pain is 7. Although the patient is able to drive, and he recently was approved for disability by the federal government. He is seeing Dr. Gilliard next week for his shoulder issue, right shoulder issues. The pain level is reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, but it is just a localized pain. The patient reports a 30% improvement in the pain overall with all the treatment, physical therapy. Physical therapy he has not been doing because of the Dr. Gilliard, the orthopedic surgeon's insistence no therapy should be done. In the ADLs are as follows: the mood is affected 9, walking ability is affected 7, relationship with other people is affected 7, and sleep is affected 9, enjoyment of life is affected 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, positive symptoms are difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue. However, he denies any symptoms of headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as in the wrist and hand, elbow on the right side, with moderate difficulty in walking. He also reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and shoulder stiffness, and decreased range of motion, pins and needle, clicking and grinding of the right shoulder. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient suffers from asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, no changes are listed in the pain level or any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are reported to be Narcos. Substance abuse, patient is using marijuana for pain relief and alcohol. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 162/123, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 1/20/2022, dictation number 0124-051. With the following differences, the range of motion of the spine in the musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The cervical spine forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80 in the musculoskeletal examination. And lumbar spine range of motion is forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. The inspection and palpation does not reveal any positive finding and no tenderness is noticed. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Bregar test negative. Kemp test negative. Femoral nerve stretch test negative. The Brzezinski test negative. Sacroiliac joint. In the right sacroiliac joint is slightly tender with Faber test and Gonsalon test being positive. The extremities examination, the right shoulder examination is the same as before. Please type and paste. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care. The patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is planning a second redo surgery for his shoulder, which is absolutely fine. The MRIs became available for his cervical spine and lumbar spine. In the cervical spine, there is just a posterior, small posterior disc osteophyte complex at C5-6, C6-7, leading to mild ventral subarachnoid space compression. In the lumbar spine, there is a facet joint enlargement at L4-5, L5-S1. That basically could be related to the automotive impact with mild neural foramen stenosis. The patient was advised that he can benefit from facet joint injections and a right sacroiliac joint injection. The patient will make up his mind, and if he returns, we'll be more than happy to provide him these injections. Regarding the cervical spine findings, patient was advised that they are pre-existing arthritic changes that will be resolved by neck exercise and by seeing his own physician. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days.